You may be familiar with the term couch surfing, which means traveling around and staying in other people's homes, sometimes on a couch. And you know Iran, with whom U.S. relations are strained. What would you think about couch surfing around Iran for a couple of months? With today's RM World Travel Minute, I'm Rudy Maxa. Well, that's what a German travel writer named Stefan Orth did, and he wrote a book about it. To begin with, the Iranian government frowns on its citizens consorting with foreigners. Despite that, Mr. Orth says there are 160,000 Iranians who participate in the couch surfing movement, and he spent 62 days taking them up on that. He found an entirely different reality than Iran usually presents to the world, which is to say, women with covered heads, a tightly controlled media, and strict rules regarding music and recreation. But in their homes, behind closed doors and covered windows, Iranians dress up in Western fashions and dance to rock music. They know how to access internet sites blocked by their government, and they're incredibly hospitable to guests, including Americans, who their leaders generally revile. Stefan Orth's new book is called Couch Surfing in Iran, and it's worth a read. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.